When I took this photo, I had no intention of taking a picture of a squirrel, and yet that's what happened. It was a nice day on campus, and I was out walking around with my camera, and there's like a little route that I take sometimes where I go from my building down to Theta Pond, and then I'll go north a little ways and back, or south a little ways and back, and the whole thing takes 5 minutes. It's just a nice way to get out in the afternoon, and I think I was taking pictures of some of the cypress trees when I saw this little squirrel sitting on a stump. They call it a cypress knee. It's actually part of the tree root system that grows up from the ground like that. And he actually didn't run away when I kind of knelt down and got close. He did after a little while, but it was kind of fun to get close to this squirrel and take his picture. I knew that I was pretty limited in terms of what I could accomplish compositionally with my 50 millimeter lens. You can't get that close to something like a squirrel, but you can get kind of close, especially on a college campus, if they're preoccupied with something, if they're eating an acorn or something like that. And it's actually kind of on a side note, if you would like to try and get some wildlife photos, I would recommend going to a campus, a college campus in your town or a nearby town, because the animals there are so much more acclimated to humans that you'll have a pretty good chance of running into a squirrel or goose or something like that that you might not normally see. Anyway, I saw this little guy sitting there, and I kind of instinctively scrolled the front command dial on my camera all the way to the left, which opens the aperture up as wide as it'll go. I know that it results in a slightly less sharp photo and kind of a finicky depth of field, but I really wanted to separate the squirrel from the background. And as far away as I was from the squirrel, and as far away as the squirrel was in the background, the best way to do that was with a wide aperture. So I kind of took a chance, fired off a couple pictures, and I liked how they turned out. So there you go. I think I did crop in a little bit, which is always handy. Don't remember if I shot this with the D750 or the D7100, but either way, it was a fun shot to take, and I hope you enjoy looking at it.